Transaction Capital is volgens my een van die interessantste maatskappye op die JSE. Die groep besit onder meer 'n belang van 75% in die gebruikte motorgroep WeBuyCars. Die groep besit ook SA Taxi wat 'n hele reeks dienste soos finansiering, versekering en herstelwerk aan die minibus taxibedryf lewer. En dan het hulle ook 'n skuldinvorderingsafdeling. Die groep het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde September bekend gemaak en sy wesensverdienste het met 3 keer tot net oor 1 miljard rand of R1.48 per aandeel gestyg. Die groep het 'n slotdividend van 33 sent per aandeel verklaar wat die totale dividend vir die jaar tot 52 sent per aandeel opstoot. David Howitz is op die lyn, hy's die uitvoerende hoof van Transaction Capital. David, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a pretty aggressive turnaround for Transaction Capital. Not only did you really smash last year's numbers, but you are way above pre-COVID levels, especially on the profitability line.
Our businesses, if you take a look, what we are trying to do, as you point out, is to compare ourselves against 2019 levels, which is the high level watermark from our perspective. 2020 was a torrid year for many companies internationally, and you know, we're not measuring growth against that low level. Most of our businesses are well above 2019 levels. Our WeBuyCars business has really powered through COVID, reaching new heights in many areas, including vehicles bought, vehicles sold, e-commerce sales. Margins have remained consistent, vehicle prices have gone up. So there have been a lot of benefits that we've been able to achieve in that business. If you look at our business process outsource business, what we're seeing is that the level of activity or mandates flowing into our business has recovered to pre-COVID levels. For example, in 2019, we bought non-performing loans to be collected as a principal. We spent about R1 billion buying those loans and then collecting on them. And we had the exact same level of activity in 2021. So a fantastic recovery there and a really great recovery in terms of consumers being able to pay. And the only business which is still slightly below COVID levels or slightly below 2019 levels is SA Taxi, driven by really a very difficult second half of the year, characterized by the third wave of COVID, which was longer and more severe, characterized by the civil unrest in South Africa, and then also characterized by minibus taxi unrest in the Western Cape.
I want to talk about WeBuyCars. You made your first investment. It was around 50%. That was in 2019. You increased the stake to 75% last year. But of course, the world changed since 2019. What was the growth projections for WeBuyCars when you made the first investment? And how does it compare with what actually happened and transpired with WeBuyCars?
There are a few things. The first thing where we've overperformed is we had a medium-term target to sell 10,000 vehicles. So, you know, medium-term would have taken us to, I guess, the end of 2022. And in September, we bought and sold about 8,500 cars. And in October, we went over 9,000. And I think we'll do that again in November. You know, we'll probably achieve that target of 10,000 in the next 2 or 3 months, which will be a good 9 or 10 months early. You know, certainly the activity in the industry has been higher, but I think driven really by our operational excellence. So things like increasing our geographical footprint. People know that we bought the Dome, which will be the largest used vehicle supermarket in South Africa and maybe even Africa. We opened up in other areas as well, such as Germiston, and we've got Nelspruit due to open shortly as well, and Polokwane. So, you know, a good expansion of our geographical footprint. The other area where we've exceeded targets is in our e-commerce sales. And again, this helps us to achieve the volumes that I've been talking about because of efficiencies in buying and selling cars quicker. The last one is finance and insurance penetration. You know, it's one thing selling a car, but you always want to try and sell that car together with a finance or an insurance product. And we've done really, really well there in, you know, selling more of those products and earning what we call a second gross margin.
So you are moving up the value chain. How many of the vehicles you sell do you finance?
In about the mid-teens is the percentage that we are at the moment. We hope to be higher than that going forward. We've got all the banks on our floor. But the real issue is that banks don't like financing an older car. You know, banks like to finance a car that is either new, 2, 3, 4 years old, but certainly not stuff that's 5 or 6 years old. And the average car that we sell is older than 5 years. Banks don't like to fund them because they aren't certain of the recovery value. And of course, we are buying and selling cars, 10,000 a month of older cars. Typically, our cars are are somewhere between 5 and 10 years old. We know what the value of these older cars are, and for that reason, we can actually understand the collateral supporting the loan.
There are several competitors aggressively entering this market. Wheely, for example, have a marketing campaign directly aimed at We Buy Cars. Are you seeing that this has an impact, or put differently, how is your market share performing?
I think, first of all, this is a huge market. We see about 1.2 million second-hand cars traded every year. This year, we traded ourselves about 90,000. So, you know, our market share is mid to upper single-figure percentages. We think that there's a lot of space for lots of participants in this market. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that we like new entrants coming into the market, because what we really see, it's a high stigma market with low levels of customer service. And what we need to do is to try and provide better service, us and obviously new entrants. And that would make people more comfortable to trade their cars and hopefully will increase the churn. South Africans hold on to their cars for quite a long period of time, roughly about 8 years. And if people are more confident with the market, they will trade their cars more regularly, and that will again grow the market. Most of our competitors are platforms. Think of Auto Trader, where they're not actually a stockholder. They're not actually buying and trading the car. They are putting a buyer and a seller together. I don't know if you saw F&B release an app today where they put peer-to-peer, consumer sells the car directly to another consumer. Now, that's just an app where they're taking some type of margin in the middle. But if you want to make real money, you need to actually hold the car, earn the gross profit on that vehicle. And then in addition to that, you want to earn a finance and insurance model as well.
David, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was David Howard, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Transaction Capital.